Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Tonight's episode, you're going to realize just how really special and good it is. We as our community love the Good News Rescue Mission.
Thank you.
And we had them on a month before last, and we talked about all the services and the amazing things that they do in our community, and ran simply out of time. And because of that, and because of all the conversation we had, I decided let's bring them on. Let's do a part two. So we are here tonight. I am joined by Mimi Mosley, who is the community partnership member.
Person.
at the mission. And she brought her hero, and I'm going to let her introduce him as well.
Yeah.
Mimi, take
yeah.
it away.
Yeah, well, I brought Davey Scott with us.
Scott.
What did I say?
Scott.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. She don't even know who her hero is.
He's welcome, a great baby. Guy. Last time we were here, we talked a lot about the growth the mission is going through. I'm just going to quickly talk about that just a little bit. Our Day Resource Center is coming along beautifully. Yeah. If anybody wants to do a drive-by, it's on Veda, and they'll see it just a block north or block south of the mission. It's gorgeous. It's going to be wonderful. Micro shelters are going really well, and many people have already moved into permanent housing. We have a second sober living home that's just opened, and
that's
so
beautiful.
Everything is wonderful. So I do want to introduce my dear friend Davey here. He is one of the most amazing people I have ever met, and when you think of a hero, that's who he is, and he is the very first person to say, no, I'm not, this, there's so many others, but I really wanted to focus on him this time, and Justin Wandreau agreed, and we have brought him, so you're on, Michelle.
So, Davey, let me tell you, the definition of a hero, at least what I have thought I knew and have found out, is that they're often unsung, which is part of the saying, and they never think they're heroes, and which is the true definition. So thank you. We're going to learn what that's all about today, and how that title has probably been bestowed on you because you earned it and you don't even know you did. You know.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you're welcome. I'll let you talk a little bit about yourself, but I also kind of want to set the stage for our listeners. If you're the first time tuning in, episode one is in December, I believe, is when we did that. So we're the second Thursday each month. Look in the archives on kcnrradio.com. Go to programming, look in the archives, you'll find the episode, and catch you up to speed to where we are today. And then also, just a quick little, if you're just tuning in, this show is developed to shine a light on those people in our community who are rising above, making a difference in the lives of others just simply because it's the right thing to do. And that, in my mind, is a true definition of a hero for this show. So, Davey, your title, you are Guest Services Manager for the Good News Rescue Mission, correct?
Correct.
But you didn't start out there.
No.
Your story, I'm sure, starts long before that, and probably could take up more episodes than we have tonight.
Yeah.
But if you wouldn't mind, without being too personal, give us a little background of who you are and how you came to the mission.
Well, I came to the mission. Well, let's start with background. So I caused a lot of damage in this community.
Hmm.
I was broken in this community. I hung out with a lot of broken people.
Yeah.
I get emotional, so everyone out there who knows me already knows I'm a crier. So I hid my emotions for a long time in prison because that shows weakness, so we learn to suppress them. And when I met Jesus, that all changed.
Yeah.
So he just brings them all up out of me. So I'll do my best to keep the tears a minimum.
No, just be
so
real.
So I grew up in a house where I was very close to my father. He was Air Force. He was a truck driver, and he was a very hard man. My mom was an alcoholic who was upset that he was gone all the time on long hauls. He was gone all week long, only back on the weekends. And I went with him from 2 years old until I started school. So I was always with my dad, and then on the weekends we always went fishing. Then when I couldn't go with him anymore, I didn't understand. I was only 5 years old.
Right.
So it was like I thought I did something wrong. And it was just I had to start school. I didn't know that. It's kindergarten, you know.
Right.
I have to, you got to start school. I didn't understand that. So I thought I did something wrong. So it was I was always trying to look for his approval. And when I felt like I couldn't find it, I turned to other things. And I started this long career of drug use and hanging out with the wrong people. And then I ended up getting into prison, spend a very, very long time in there, close to 28 years.
Mm. How old were you?
I went to my first lockup at 18, but I was in mental institutions before that, so I was locked up in there probably at 16 and 17.
Okay.
So I spent a lot of time locked up away from society.
Yeah.
I earned every bit of it. I deserved it. Mm. I really did. It saved my life. So long history of that. It's really hard to talk about that time in my life. It was just a very violent time.
Yeah.
That's not a nice place. It's, the boys out there who know me, they know me very well. The community knows me. The community used to say to me, say about me all the time, yeah, he's over there and he's, he's probably got a gun. He's armed and dangerous. So, they used to call my mom and say, help us catch him or we're going to have to, you know, use extreme measures. So
use her to draw you in.
Yeah, they tried to use my mom to catch me a lot. Mm. My mom, she would try, but I was too far gone.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop, even though I wanted to.
Yeah.
I knew at age 19 at my first rehab that I checked myself into, I knew it wasn't for me.
So do you mind if I ask you?
Sure.
What age were you when you first started using and what?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Okay.
Yeah.
So how does that happen?
It happens with hanging out with the wrong people up on the canal bank and smoking marijuana for the first time, and then it just escalates.
Mm-hmm.
Then you
one
start hanging out with the junior highs, and then you start hanging, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
just wrong, it's just, there's a lot of kids out there, even today. I run across it all the time out in the camps. There's a lot of kids out there who don't feel comfortable in their own skin, and they only feel comfortable around each other.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're hanging around kids your own age, and you have certain kids that grew up, like mine was, my life was kind of with my mom and dad, even though it was an alcoholic mom who you didn't want to wake up because she came out with a coat hanger in one hand and extension cord in the other, and she didn't care where she hit.
Yeah.
But then there's other kids that grow up, but they have a lot harder time than we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have someone that I have a friend who his parents, I don't know if we can say this on air, but basically tortured them. So their definition of love is a whole lot different than mine.
Yeah, we're all coming to this.
And they act out in extreme measures. So the other ones that are hanging out in that group act along with that person,
mm-hmm.
and they end up giving him top priority because, hey, he's crazy. So they follow him because out of fear, but also they follow him because if they don't, they fear being alone and left to their own trauma.
Yeah.
So they bind. They get bound together.
Bonds.
Yeah. It's the same thing in prison. Mm-hmm. So when we go through prison together and we do terms, like we get out here, that's why you hear all this homeboy, dog, this and that, out of mm-hmm. respect, because we went through something very extreme in there.
Okay.
We went through wars with other races. We went through wars with COs. We've been tear gassed. We've been shot with block guns. It was rough.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to get too far into that one.
What I want to get into is
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, redemption.
He saved my life.
Mm.
I ended up at the age of 51, and this is how I came to the mission. Age 51, I was in a bathtub getting ready to kill myself, and I could not stop shooting dope.
Mm.
And I just was crying like a little baby. You know the ones where they're just sniveling, got snot running out, uncontrollable cry, right?
Yeah,
uncontrollable cry, snot coming out my face at 51 years old. And right before, and I never been one of those people to commit suicide. I've always thought that was the sissy way out. That's what I was always taught. But I was there. I found myself to be there. Never thought I'd be there.
How long were you out of prison before that you got to that point?
A year and a half. But I was on my way back very quickly if I didn't. So I wasn't going to go back again.
And did you say 28 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Locked up.
Yeah.
And I had like a 3-month break here. I had an 8-month break there. Then I got a barely big 11-year, 9-month sentence that I did completely and even got more time. So, yeah, I was in there for a really long time. So I was in this bathtub and I was just about ready to do it. I was going to do it and he knew I was going to do it. I came to the end of myself and all of a sudden, I experienced the most calming. I can't explain it any other than a pocket of calm came over me that I've never experienced before in my life. I've never been a calm person. I've always went from one extreme to the other. And all of a sudden, from my worst miserable moment with all the shame, the rage, the guilt, the anger, the self-loathing, it just went away. Oh. My worst, most possible dead end at the bottom where I was about ready to just do it turned into the most peaceful, joyful.
Yeah.
I've never felt comfort and peace like that in my life, and I knew something was different. But then I heard, not in my ears, I heard in here, I heard live. And I knew what he meant. I knew who it was, and I knew what he meant, because he says he's not the author of confusion, that he makes it very plain to you. Well, what he made very plain to me was from that moment on, I was going to live for him.
Yeah.
And that word that he spoke, just like he spoke to the sun, said, let there be light, there's still light. But he created everything that light would do. It would warm the earth. It would cause wind. It would do this. It would do that. Well, he created in me all the willingness, the gratitude, all the preparations I would ever need, the supplies, the provision that I would need to live for him. Mm. So I've been doing that now for over 4.5 years. I haven't touched it. The next, that I got up out of the bathtub. I went to bed for the first time probably in a year. And and I got some sleep. I woke up the next morning. And I decided, this girl came in, and she goes, hey, what are you doing? I said, I'm reading my Bible. I dusted it off, pulled it out. I ain't read it in a long time. And so I just started reading.
I'm going to have to stop you right there, Davey. This is actually a good segue, but we got to take a commercial break so we can keep doing this show every month.
Okay.
Okay, hold that thought. When we come back, we'll pick right up.
Sounds good.
You're watching listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice and salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all 7 continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Are you looking for a night of powerful music and big band swing? Join the North State Jazz Orchestra for an unforgettable concert on Sunday, February 22nd at Sequoia Middle School in Reading. From classic jazz standards to bold, modern arrangements, this is live jazz at its best, performed by some of the finest musicians in the North State. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., music starts at 7 p.m., and the energy is guaranteed. Don't miss this 40-piece North State Jazz Orchestra, February 22nd.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Welcome back to the show. I'll tell you, if you're just tuning in, we are here with the Good News Rescue Mission, Mimi Mosley, community partnership person at the mission. And we are so blessed because we have Davey Shaw, and he's the supervisor of services and the manager, am I saying, guest service manager. And we're hearing his testimony and his journey, and it's incredible. If you're just tuning in, rewind to the beginning and start listening. So when we left for the break, Davey, you were sharing with us, you were dusting off your Bible. Yep. You had just had a very serious suicide attempt, but didn't go through with it.
Yep.
And I'll let you continue from there.
So after having that word spoke to me, I got up, I went to bed, got up the next day, and I was always telling myself, man, I wonder when I'm ever going to wake up again and have just normal energy, right? Because I always had to reach for that artificial energy on my nightstand. And I woke up that morning, and I felt refreshed, and I should not have.
Yeah.
I should have been going through come downs. I should have been going through withdrawals. But I didn't have any of that. So I went in and I picked up my Bible, and I was just very thankful. I made a cup of coffee that I haven't drank in a long time, and sat down and started reading the Word of God. And I had this ex-girlfriend come in that I just kicked out, I don't know, a few days before. And she goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm reading the Bible." And she goes, "Hey, you want to go to an AA meeting?" And I looked at her and I'm like, as a matter of fact, I do.
Wow.
Right? So I went to the Alano Club. And I went into the Alano Club, and as soon as my toe passed the threshold, I felt it. I felt the love, the acceptance. I felt that this was where I was supposed to be.
Mm.
So I went in and sat down, and I listened to the guy's story, and I listened to other couple people share, and they looked over at me, and they said, "What about you?" And I said, I go, "My name's Davey Schott," which a lot of people in the room already knew me, and I was shocked that I was even there. And I said, I need a sponsor, I need a big book, and I need a sponsor who's not wishy-washy, because I'm a knucklehead and I will figure something
out.
So I need someone who's not timid, because I'm not a timid person. And I had five people jump up to go buy me a big book.
Wow.
And I said, I can only read one. And this old timer came over to me and he handed me his book and he said, "You read that one," and he gave me his phone number. So I started going to the Alano Club. I didn't have a job. I lived way out in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
Right. And my truck was a gas guzzler. I didn't have unemployment, but I seemed to make it to a meeting every morning and every night.
Wow.
Monday through Friday. And I went every morning and every night. About 3 months into it, I get this, I'm on my way to go to the Alano Club, and I get a call. I said, hey, it was Mac. Remember Mac?
Mm-hmm.
Mac is a friend of mine who I met in prison, and we had we were friends. We weren't supposed to be because he was African American, I was white.
Mm-hmm.
But we said, who cares? And so we were friends anyway. We both got lowered to lower levels because I've never been a really level one before. I was always in the level fours and threes. And so anyway, I told him if he ever needed me to come on up, right? So about 3 months clean and sober, he comes up and I see this guy on a dirt road and you never see African American on my dirt road out there.
Okay.
And he was he had big old bug eyes and he stuck his head out and I was on my motorcycle with my helmet on. And he goes, oh, I was on my motorcycle with my helmet on. And he goes, hey, man, do you know a guy named Davey Schott? And I flipped up my helmet, and I go, what are you doing, brother? He goes, Davey, I need help. He goes, I'm stuck on crack, and I don't know what to do. And I said, I know the exact place I can take you.
Wow.
So I took him to the Good News Rescue Mission. And we got him into the Good News Rescue Mission. He started doing really well. He got in with a lady named Cassie Kuntz, who used to be the manager. Mm-hmm. Wonderful person. Was my bestie there for years. So I took him there, went to work. My wife went and checked on him, and he started doing good. I kept going to meetings, and he finally says, hey, Davey, they're hiring here. Well, Matt didn't know, but years before when there was a girl there named Freedom on one of my times where I got out of prison, I felt God call me to come work there, and I ran.
Oh.
I ran right back to prison.
Yeah.
And it scared me. So here I am being offered another position, right, that they're going to be hiring. So what I do is I go to the AA meeting, and then after the AA meeting, Tiffany would show up to work. So I'd go over to the Good News Rescue Mission admin office, put my application in, and then every morning I would just swing by and check on it. And she goes, oh, we'll call you for an interview here in about a week. But every day I would go by and check on it.
Yeah.
And Tiffany's going, what are you doing here? I said, I'm just making sure I can't get an interview sooner.
Yeah.
And she goes, wow, you're persistent, aren't you? And I said, I really want to work here. So let me stop you just for a minute.
So how long had you been going to the Good News Rescue Mission before you applied?
I never, except just three times when I was visiting a person on one of my, I never came to the Good News Rescue Mission when I was
okay,
high.
So you were doing the Alano Club.
It. Yeah.
And your AA meetings separately.
Yes.
Okay, I understand now.
Yeah, so I would just go by and check after the Alano Club.
That's
so
awesome.
about, it was 6 months when the position started open. So I was 6 months clean and sober, and finally she goes, wow. She goes, you're not going to stop until I give you an interview, are you? And I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to work here. So they gave me an interview, and we went into that interview, and when we sat down to interview, they said, all right, let's pray. And I said, ooh, I'm in the right spot now.
Yeah.
I'm in the right spot. So we prayed. And I remember Matt Rivas goes, man, you got more reason to work here than I do. You like this place and you ain't even been here. And it was just a funny thing. So I ended up getting the job.
Nice.
They offered me the job. And so I started out in guest services and I started on the night shift. And I already knew everybody because I lived in Breslauer Camp.
Okay.
One of the encampments down here.
Yeah.
I lived in Breslauer Camp for a few years. So I was homeless. I was addicted. They're my people, and the reason why they're my people because I'm one of them.
And they're seeing you change.
Yeah.
And right before their eyes.
Yeah, and they're seeing me get a job there, and they're like, it's just like when I heard Randy Cravens mm-hmm. got saved when I was in prison. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
And now when I look at Randy Cravens, I tell him every time, all I see is the glory of God.
Mm.
That's all I see.
That's
it. It's amazing because me and Randy Cravens, when we hung out together, was not a nice thing in this mm-hmm. community. And we've done some things that were very, very...
Yeah.
Very ashamed of. To see him serving God was one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen in my life. And every time I see him, it's a remarkable thing.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy about it.
Another hero.
Man, yeah, he's a hero. He's definitely a hero.
But see, that's exactly it. I mean, we have this organization that the community rallies around and supports.
Yeah.
And then we have people like yourself who are changed. Yeah. You started changing before you got there, but then that change wasn't by accident. I think it's divine intervention that you're placed there so that other people can be drawn and feel safe.
Well, what was brought to my attention was the Word of God says that no man shall teach you, I will teach you. And it says that I'm the one that qualifies you. So we're uniquely qualified,
exactly.
And that's what I hire for. So when I do hiring now and when I do interviews for guest services,
mm-hmm.
Like I've hired, I've got my superiors to go along with me, but I hire straight out of AOP, Addictive Offender Program. I have amazing staff that have been homeless, prison ex-cons, that have empathy, not sympathy, empathy
because they've lived it.
Yeah. So they have life experience. They don't forget where they came from, and that they have this desire to help the people where they've been helped out of. And they know the steps, and they know the people that God surrounds them with. And I didn't go through the mission program, but I'm going through the mission program right now because here's what I have. I got Mimi Mosley. No, seriously. Every time I come down to the Advent, I go find her first and hug her.
Yeah.
Because she says I'm her hero. No, she's one of mine.
Yeah.
I have Tiffany. I got Joey Hughes. I got Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
I had Kate for a while. My wife worked there. I have Cassie. I had Rachel. I got Jimmy, the first guy that ever gave me a glass pipe. He's working there with me.
Wow.
Brought us together after 30 years, right back to this. Now we're serving God together. I'm
going to
tell you what, man, I'll tell you what, you want to know a hero?
Yeah.
It's God.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He's so good when he does it. I love that verse that says, he does all things well.
Yeah.
And he does. He knows the right timing. He knows the right people. He sets about you a village. And then when you get in here, so here I am, and everyone thinks, oh, well, you know, the mission's for the guests. No. I live an AA meeting every single day where I get to give back to a community that I just basically destroyed when I was out there.
Yeah,
so I live a living amends. I get the chance to help people. I have this, I can't say her name on the radio, but I have the world's most hardest, orneriest, little old lady in a wheelchair that every organization in this town has given up on, and it's just, she's hard. And it's just hard. Mm-hmm. And they really haven't given up on her because they pray for her and they still bring her supplies and whatever like we do, but she comes to me every day, three times a day while I'm at work. And she goes, you! And I said, yes. And I almost said her name.
Uh-huh.
I go, yes. And she goes, get over here now. And I obey. And she goes, bend down. And I bend down, I obey. And she gives me the biggest hug and kiss on the cheek and then on the forehead and tells me, I appreciate you and love you.
Wow. See?
That, to me, is that's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling in the world because I've caused so much damage and so much pain to other families in this community because of my actions. And to have that be said about me now instead of what used to be said about me.
Yeah.
Is one of the most amazing things in my life. I don't care about pay. I get so much more than pay. This is not a job for me. This is service unto my Savior who has blessed me with an opportunity, to meet people right where they're at and to not take things personal and to help the best I can, like I was helped.
Very good, Davey.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment, think about that while we go to a commercial break, and then we'll come back
and
we'll have more of your story.
Okay. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. And Davey, say your last name again. I think I said
Shot.
Shot. Like
yeah.
Shot out of a gun?
Yep. Shot out of a gun or a shot glass, whichever one.
Okay. Got it. Davey Shot. Sorry, I have said your name wrong twice now.
That's all right. I grew up the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Davey, your story is just captivating. Very few things make me speechless, and I always love it when the guests can, like, hold their own and just tell your story truthfully from the heart, and it resonates so much that you really don't know what to say when you're done talking. And honestly, that's where I'm at tonight. I just think that your testimony is has and will continue to shape lives for forever, yeah, honestly, for generations. So, so the Good News Rescue Mission, I'm going to come back to them for a moment and your part in it.
Ooh,
so,
what a place.
Yeah. So they met you.
Yeah.
They saw the gold and, and they brought you onto their team and they gave you the title of Guest Service Manager. What is that? Explain to our audience.
Well, I'll tell you, I got to say this because, if it wasn't for the Lord and a certain lady who took extra attention in me, her name's Cassie. She gave me the best advice that I've ever received outside the Bible, but it lined up with the Bible. and it was this. Davey, if you're ever going to err, err on the side of grace.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So I erred on the side of grace a lot. I got, they started calling me 15 Chance Davey because I would give so many chances to the guests, right? And I'd get in trouble sometimes. Boy, Davey, you got to pull the trigger sometimes. And I'm like, I really want to help them. I just want to help.
Yeah.
And so, guest services, wow. What a place. Okay, it's where the guests come.
Okay.
Right? So the guest services is in charge of all the interaction, where they start. The resource center is the hub. They come there, they go into the resource center, then you can get all the resources. That's why it's the resource center. I have to tell the guests all the time. Davey, I need to talk to you. Go to the resource center. Why? Because that's where you're going to get your answers. That's why it's called the resource center. And they say, no, we want to talk to you. But, no, really. So it's the most marvelous place I've ever been in my life because it's where we deal with the clients.
Mm-hmm.
We are in charge of check-in. That's when they come at 7 o'clock and 5:30. That's when they come and they check in for a bed. But that's the night staff. And then we watch over them and watch over the whole property. While they're at chapel or why they're in the smoking section or why they're out on the benches or why they're walking down the road or whether they're hanging out in front of businesses that where we have to go over and let them know, hey, look, we have a good neighbor policy. Please come away from there. Just come back over to the mission, hang out over here. And so we have a really good rapport with our neighbors, that are around there as well. And so we're the ones dealing with the guests on a minute-by-minute basis.
Okay.
So guest services is like, it's many hats.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wear many hats. You have to be kind of a security guard, kind of a pastor, a counselor. You got to be a friend. You got to be an accountability partner. You have to be a truth teller all the time. You have to live by example.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to encourage. You got to be an encourager.
Yeah.
You have to de-escalate situations. You can't just look. One of the worst things that you can do is approach a homeless person in the wrong way.
Yeah,
they already feel low enough.
Yeah,
if you approach them with "you can't do this" or "you're not supposed to do that," you're gonna get a bunch of cussing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned this approach. It's part of an approach that I really really love. And approach is key. And I share it with my staff that always come. Before we approach them and tell them, hey man, you can't be doing that. I go to them and I say, hey man, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
I'm Davey. Mm-hmm. And I introduce myself.
Yeah. Well, dignity. We all want dignity.
Yeah. And I say, how are you doing today? And they say, well, this now. I said, hey, can you do me a favor? And they're like, yeah, hey, can you come over here and talk to me? And I won't berate them in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go talk to them and see if I can talk some sense into them. There's those ones that just don't, don't want to talk to you. And all they want to do is cuss at you, and that's fine. I don't take it personal, right?
Yeah.
God has taught me not to take things personal there. I can't expect someone to act any other way than what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not my business.
Yeah.
It's not my business to tell them what to do. I can share with them their choices. The consequences of choices or the outcome of their choices.
Yeah.
And I can share that. And I do hold firm to that because I also, not only do I care about them, but I also have a job to do. And that job is, my job, I believe, is to keep them there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find a way, and my mentality is, how do I keep them here?
I love that.
Not how do I get rid of them? How far do they have to go before I take their services? No. Yeah. How do I keep them here? And I have a lot of staff members. I have this one staff member. Her name's Danelle. And she is this little spitfire. She's about, sorry, Danelle, but you're about 3'2". I love you, girl. And she has, I'll tell you what, man. I'll give you a quick little rundown. We have this one lady, almost as mean as the other one that gives me kisses.
Mm-hmm.
And she has tried to set fire to the front door. She's
oh my word.
She when you tell her what to do, she just doesn't want to hear it. There's only one person I've ever seen other than myself that can actually approach this person in such a loving way.
Oh. Yeah.
That it's crazy because one minute she's out there and she's in a wheelchair. She's doing Brody's in her wheelchair in our parking lot, just screaming and hollering and crying uncontrollably and not letting anyone comfort her. And then all of a sudden you see this little 3'2"
nice
little Puerto Rican spitfire run across the parking lot and approach her. And all of a sudden this lady is taking a shower. She's got clean clothes on. She's back in the smoking section, but not by herself. Danelle's sitting on the bench with her wheelchair in front of her, and Danelle's brushing out her hair.
That's awesome.
And speaking to their ear. And I'm like,
yeah.
I looked at her, and Danelle goes,
well,
I love her.
It's a cute face.
She is probably one of the most kind-hearted people. Honestly, though, it's not an act. It's not this. She genuinely loves Jesus and loves the people that Jesus loves.
Yeah.
And that right there is worth 50 people with degrees.
Yeah, 100%. You can't teach that.
No. But I have multiple staff members that are just amazing.
Yeah.
That are amazing.
Share just quickly about some of the progression, some of the things that are available to the guests when
they
come in.
Okay. So when they come, we first and foremost, we want to make sure they're comfortable.
30.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just trying. I'm just looking at our producer to kind of figure out what our timing is.
So guest services, everything's free. Everything is free. Food is free. Case management's free. Referrals to other organizations free. And we will walk alongside you. We have phones. We have hygiene. We have clothes. We have shoes. We have everything. We have feminine hygiene needs. We have adult diapers, baby diapers. We got everything.
Wow.
And it's all free. And that's thanks to the donors in this community.
Exactly.
God softens the right hearts and people donate, and we couldn't do that without them. And it's an amazing place, but I want to go more on that.
I love that, and we are going to go more on that when we come back. So we got to take another quick commercial break. Yeah. When we come back, it's going to be our last segment, and again, can't get it all in. we'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. puts your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedningOnlineMarketing.com.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Welcome back to the show. You are in for our very final segment with the Good News Rescue Mission. We've got Mimi Mosley here, Community Partnership. Mimi, you haven't had a chance to talk much, but
no.
Boy, am I glad you introduced us to Davey.
It's all good.
Okay, wonderful. So, Davey, we just I could talk to you, honestly, for a long time, but let's get right back into what I call, just our laundry list of everything that you brought in front of you.
Sure.
And jump right back in.
All right, sure. So here at the mission, the first thing I want to offer is comfort, right? And spreading the gospel, the love of God. We have a thing that says the radical love of God. This is what we want to share.
Yeah.
That's the first thing we want to share. And we show it through helping our neighbors in need, right? We don't judge you. We accept you in. And we, our true purpose is to truly help you.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of times, we have ID vouchers, right? So
okay.
we order these ID vouchers. They're free of charge for people who have lost their IDs all the time. So we have ID vouchers. We have birth certificate vouchers. We have laundry, clothing, shower vouchers, emergency food box vouchers, household item vouchers. For people who just get a new place and they need a dryer, or they need a couch or a kitchen table. And we have all kinds of, and it's all free.
Yeah.
So daily essentials, we have the three daily meals, we have the day center, we have movies, bingo, game checkout, nightly beds, lockers, storage, bike rack, hygiene, we have shampoo, body wash, razors, toothpaste, toothbrush, floss, adult diapers, baby diapers, and so much more.
Wow.
So much more. We have clipper checkout, haircuts in the day center. In our growth and development department, we have case management. We got an academic center with Kevin Hannock. It's amazing where he has multiple volunteers that will teach people Word, Excel, sign you up for classes online for whatever you need, whether it's get a certificate to help you, like if you got an eviction and they'll have you sign up for these classes that landlords will accept. If you finish this class,
okay.
they'll say, all right, he's doing something better with his life and he's just not gonna, we'll take a chance on this one.
Yeah.
Right? So we have, the academic center, certificates, we have Bible studies daily, we have chapel every night, we have community presentations in the day center from multiple organizations come around and offer the clients, this is what we do, come see us, we can help you out. So we bring them there to share what they do so the guests can go there. We got bus tickets.
Wow.
We go out and buy bus tickets for them to get to their appointments. And so partnerships and support. We got HHSA on Tuesdays from 8 to 10:30 that come in and help people sign up for partnership. GA, CalFresh. so they don't have to go all the way down to Breslauer. We have multiple other organizations that come in. We got the Hope Band that comes in there twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, man. They are awesome. Mm-hmm. And they know the community wanders.
Yeah.
So they wander to go get them.
Yeah.
They don't just come out there and call their name. They go look in the chapel. They look in the House of Hope. They look in the Hartman House. They go search them out to make sure they make their appointments.
That's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on top of it. We have the Housing Authority. We have AARP volunteer positions. I just had a meeting earlier today and yesterday with Haley over there at AARP. She's the new director over there. Mm-hmm. And she says, hey, I got someone I want to send over your way. I said, please do. I got someone I need you to push through an application to help get him solidified over here. He's in our micro shelters. We want to hire him in our storage because he does a really good job. She goes, all right, bring him over. So I bring him over. She's real, man, just helpful.
Yeah.
And we push things through. It's really good. We have HMIS services as a hub, right? Homeless Management Information System, where all these other organizations get on a Zoom meeting, and we're all on there, and we have a list of people after we do an assessment intake with them.
Yeah.
And it's all the homeless people, and they're different stages, and the top ones that are in the most need, we talk about them and say, all right, who's got an opening for this one? Where's this person at? Have anyone seen this person? I got an opening over here. It's amazing how they all work together.
That's wonderful.
It's great.
And that's various agencies.
Other agencies collaborating. That's Faith Works. That's Shasta Community Health Center. That's all these organizations in town.
I should tell you, because we could talk about, I love all of those.
Yeah.
We got about 3 minutes left, so I want to give you an opportunity to kind of summarize.
Okay, so here's what we do. We have other grants that are going on right now where it helps people find permanent housing. We've got this veteran that he's been there for years, and he's lost hope. And we went out, and me and my wife and a couple other people went out, and we found him a trailer.
Nice.
And then we had another part of the mission go out and dicker for a trailer spot right down the road. They overlooked the credit check, right, to get this veteran
get
in there. So now he has his own trailer. He has his own. We got him his own IHSS worker.
Nice.
That goes there. We hired one of the volunteers at the mission to be his. We encouraged that one to go get his IHSS. Mm-hmm. He's one of our best volunteers, and he's got his license. So now he goes over and walks Edwards, so he doesn't stove up. So and then he's got his own trailer. And I get a call from Sarah Till, and Sarah Till goes, Davey, I don't know what you did with this man, but he's the happiest, healthiest I've ever seen him. He's got his own home now.
That's fantastic.
And it's all decked out in 49er stuff because he loves 49er stuff.
Okay.
And he tells us he loves us every day. So it's great.
So Davey, I hate to stop you there, but I got to say, this has been an amazing evening. And a true hero. And Mimi, thank you for coming and bringing and sharing Davey with us. And
God's a hero, man.
Well, amen. I agree.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say
we
always
got it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry to cut you off, but want to extend an invitation very quickly. If you haven't supported the mission, we ask every dollar counts. As you can see tonight, lives are changed.
It's
communities
changed greatly.
Are changed. Yeah. If you have supported the mission, we invite you to do it again.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in, and thank you both for coming. We appreciate both of you.
And if any of your listeners want a tour, they can just contact the mission, and I'll give them a tour. They can see what's happening.
She gives the best tours.
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah. It's the Good News Rescue Mission right down on South Market Street right here in Redding, California. And we welcome everyone to come and see the lives change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
It's awesome.
Well, thank you, you
thank
two.
You,
thank you for
Michelle.
Coming.
Thank you.
Six on the second head, New Year's resolutions. And there's just no question what this man should do. Take all the time lost, all the days that I cost. Take what I took. Back to you. All this time we were waiting for each other.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.